Oh, hey, sweetie. There you are. Did you have to wait long? Oh, it's so good to finally meet you. I was giddy all day. Aw, I love that shirt. Nice to see you dressed up to meet me. I'm definitely gonna steal that. Can I give you a hug? Aw, you're still a little shy, huh? Never mind, honey. That's perfectly normal. Like, anyone would be nervous meeting their girlfriend for the first time. Am I right? I mean, you don't even know me yet. Hey, what is it? Yeah, girlfriend. Yes, your girlfriend. Yeah, I know you don't have a girlfriend. That's kind of the point, isn't it? You seem kind of surprised. You got the letter, didn't you? Oh my gosh, did I pick up the wrong guy? Are you actually just here to get your driver's license renewed or something? Dang it. Wait. No. That's your name on my pickup slip. Right? So then what's the problem? You did get the letter, right? Okay. Did you read it? Yeah, there was a cover letter with the address and date, and then there was the leaflet that explained the whole process. Did you read that too? You didn't. Excuse me? Why would it be advertising? Gosh. You really need a girl in your life. Well, never mind, sweetie. That's what you got me for now, right? Okay, how about I tell you a little bit about myself? My name is Bella. I like classic rock, 80s movies, and board games. And I am your foster girlfriend from now on. Okay, let me brief you really quick. You were taken into the RFCP, the Romantic Foster Care Program. Oh, well, you see, your parents were really worried about you because you still don't have a girlfriend, so they put you up for adoption and, well, I was assigned to be your foster girlfriend until we can find a forever girlfriend for you. No, I'm not joking. Huh? Well, it means that I'll be together with you. And I'll kiss you and snuggle you and complain to you when I had a bad day and lament that you have nicer eyelashes than me. You know, everything that a girlfriend's supposed to do. Sorry? Yeah, everything. Oh, now don't get too cocky, honey bun. First thing you need to learn is that every relationship is a two-way street. You gotta do stuff for me as well, you know? Like, take me out on dates and bring me flowers and say nice things to me. For example, if you ever see me staring at myself in the mirror with a face like this, and then I complain that my butt's gotten too big, what do you say? Oh boy. We got a long way to go, honey. No, I don't care that you don't know what my butt looked like before. It has not gotten bigger, and that is the only answer you will ever give to that question. You got that? So then, now that we got all the formalities settled, I'd say let's get going. You got all your stuff? Shall we go over to my place, get to know each other a bit better, have some hot chocolate and cuddle on my couch? You ought to know that I love my back rubs and lying on your chest so I can hear your heartbeat. But, of course, we can try out your favorite cuddle positions as well. As I said, a relationship is always a two-way street. So then, what do you like? I still barely know anything about you except for the stuff your parents put down in the adoption questionnaire. And I just can't wait to find out more about you. You are my cute boyfriend after all. Like, what kind of music do you like? What's your favorite movie? Are you a dog person or a cat person? What's your position on pineapple on pizza? Hey, what is it, sweetie? You look a bit disheartened. No, I'm totally serious about this. I'm your girlfriend now. Yeah, you don't know me. That's exactly why I suggested we go over to my place and spend some time together. What? No, this is not sudden at all. Not my fault if you didn't read the leaflet. Oh. Wow. Okay, that hurt. You can't just tell your girlfriend to her face that you don't love her. That's super mean. Wait, are you breaking up with me? Dude, we've been together for like only 5 minutes or something. You can't just give up on a relationship this early. A relationship is not just rainbows and sunshine. There's good times and bad times, and the point of being together with someone is that you work your way through the bad times and not just give up on them after 5 freaking minutes. The whole, if you don't love me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best kind of thing, you know? And I don't actually think I'm at my worst right now, so won't you please give me a freaking chance? I'm gonna be an awesome girlfriend. You'll see. All foster partners of the RFCP are carefully vetted and received special training. We have to make sure there are no weirdos in the program after all. Huh? Oh. That's really nice of you to say. Uh-huh. You think so? Hey, wait. You are listing a whole lot of nice things about me. Which is super nice and quite the confidence boost. Thank you. But it kind of feels like there's gonna be a but at the end of this list. Like, I'm cute and friendly and blah, 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 but. So, what is it? What do you mean, weird? Come on, this is the 21st century. We no longer have to look for a future partner at the annual cattle market in the neighboring village. Human relationships have evolved beyond that. We have online dating and situationships and throuples, and sometimes when someone just really can't find a partner on their own, we have foster partners who take care of them until they can find a sweet, loving girl or boy or whatever. No, buddy. I think we both know that you can't find a girlfriend on your own. If you could, I'm pretty sure your parents wouldn't have had to put you up for adoption. Oh, wow. I'm sorry. That was a mean thing to say. Sometimes I'm just so stupid. Not even together for 10 minutes and I already start a fight. Are you angry at me now? You sure? Can I maybe have a hug? Kind of feel like I need a hug right now. Little hint for the future. When your girlfriend explicitly tells you that she needs a hug, you give her a hug, okay? Even if you had a fight, even if you're still grumpy, she needs a hug, she gets one. That's the law. Now come here. Aww. You are great at hugging. We gotta do this a whole lot more often from now on. Hey, you're shivering. Are you all right? Am I going too fast? Look, we don't need to rush anything. How about we just go on a couple dates first, get to know each other better, see how this works out for us. I know a few super cute little cafes around here where we can just sit and have some coffee and a piece of cake. I will steal most of your piece, and then there is nothing you can do about it, so don't complain. And tell each other about ourselves and stare into each other's eyes and... Huh? No? Why would this be weird to me? Yeah, I don't know you. That's why I want to go on dates. Well, my original plan was hot chocolate and cuddles over at my place, but don't worry. We'll go at your pace. No, I don't love you. I mean, as stated above, I barely know you. Hence the dates and the hot chocolate and the cuddling, if you're up for it. Oh, come on. Don't you worry so much about it. I'm just your foster girlfriend, after all. You're not supposed to marry me, buy a house, and raise half a dozen kids with me. I'm just here to keep you company until we find a forever girlfriend for you, so you don't turn into some kind of weirdo loner who wears his bathrobe all day and loudly argues with himself in the canned goods aisle over whether or not you still have mac and cheese at home. Huh? What do you mean, too close to home? Hey, whoa, baby, I was just joking. Hey, come on, no. You're not a hopeless case. Stop putting yourself down like that. You're my boyfriend now. And I won't let anyone talk about you like that, including yourself, so cut it out. And give me another hug. Yeah. Don't you worry. You are not a hopeless case. We will find your forever girlfriend in no time. Believe me. I have fostered a whole bunch of guys already, and even some girls. And we found a forever girlfriend for all of them. I know a ton of single girls. In fact, since they know I always have some cute guys, they kind of come flocking to me. To see what's to offer, if you will. No, they don't think it's weird. Why do you always worry someone will think this is weird? I'm a girl assigned by the authorities to date a single guy while helping him to find a girlfriend. What's so weird about that? Anyway, none of the girls we found from my previous fosters saw anything weird about the whole system. Actually, some told me that they like that my boys come pre-tested and a little worn in. Say I smooth out the rough edges. Like that comment of yours earlier about my butt. We really need to work on that, honey, before we introduce you to any potential girlfriends. Can't have you scaring away all the cute ones right on your first date now, can we? Now don't you worry. We don't need to rush things. After all, we need to make sure we find a nice one for you. We don't want to have you going in and out of the foster system. Oh, can we start worrying about that tomorrow? Today, you are my boyfriend, and I want to get a little attention from you. Like, can I get another one of those hugs? Aw, excellent. You learn quickly. So then, how is it? You really sure you don't want to come over to my place for some hot chocolate and cuddles? Ha! Excellent. I knew you couldn't resist my hot chocolate. So then, let's get going.